Hallelujah. We done had a good time up in here, up in here. The spirit of laughter. Laughter is medicine to the soul. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray before I get started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for laughter. Hallelujah. We thank you for the chains that just has fallen off. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father. And right now, Lord, we bind everything the enemy has sent to come against us this evening, Lord. We bind it and we loose your peace. And we just thank you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over tonight's service, Lord. And you're already here. Your spirit is here. You're dwelling in this place right now. You're hovering over us. And we just thank you. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Chains was broken. Amen. Chains was broken. Some things fell off. You know, and I'm teaching on fear not. And I'm glad that this is the message that pastors asked me to teach on, you know, because we're all been faced with some type of fear, especially here lately, 2020 going to 2021, and we're all facing different challenges in our lives, you know, and it was just a perfect thing for me to study on, just a perfect thing for me to study on. It was perfect. Then some things happened, and pastors asked me, well, you sure you want to teach? Yes, I am. Then today, well, actually last night, a headache started. Last night and this morning, I woke up with a headache. Then I had to take my parents grocery shopping and to the doctor. That's a task in itself. And I had a little slight headache. But I'm like, no, not today, devil. No, I send that back to the pits of hell from which it came. Because it was him attacking again for me not to bring his word. The enemy attacking me for not to bring God's word. But he is a liar and he is the father of lies and he has no place. But fear not. You know, I told my brother that I was teaching, my younger brother that I was teaching on, my little big brother as I call him, that I was teaching on fear not, and he made me the shirt, fear not, with camouflage because we're in a battle. We're ready to fight in the spirit with the word of God. So throughout this message, while everybody's staring at me here and then on Facebook, you're going to see fear not. Yes. Yes. It's going to be a constant reminder, fear not. Uh-huh. Fear not. Sometimes it is easier said than done, but fear not. You have to do it on purpose. Fear not. So right now, God is going to remind us, all of us, to fear not during this message tonight and as we go out. And my base scripture tonight is Exodus 14:13. And I'm going to read this scripture from different versions just to allow God to speak to everyone so everyone can have a good understanding. Because one version may not speak to someone as another version will. So I'm going to read it in several different versions so we can see what God is telling us, not trying to tell us. Some people say God's trying to tell us something. No, he ain't. God done told us. He is telling us. He ain't trying. He's telling us. His word has clearly said it. So God is going to tell us something. He's telling us something tonight. So in the New International Version, it reads, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Amen. The Message Version. Moses spoke to the people, don't be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today. Take a good look at the Egyptians today, for you're never going to see them again. Hallelujah. The Living Bible. But Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch, and you will see the wonderful way the Lord will rescue you today. The Egyptians you are looking at, you will never see them again. And I looked up in the Children's Bible, but Moses answered, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again after today. Now, when I read that, I'm going to give you the Wonders version. This Wonders version of Exodus 14, 13, okay? Chill. No need to be scared. Settle down. Sit back and watch God do his thing today.
Amen.
These people, situations that's bothering you, you would not see them after today. Watch God work. That's the Wonders version of that scripture. That's how I interpret that scripture. That's what God is saying to me. Chill. I got you. Chill. So that's the Wonders version of that. Hallelujah. What is causing us to be in such an unrest? Can we change it? Are we able to remove it? Are we able to walk away from it? What is your Egyptian chasing you down? Why are you allowing it to, why are we allowing it to cause us to fear, to be afraid? Are we trying to control the situation? You know, this past Sunday, Pastor Rock and Pastor Sharon both was talking about, you know, trusting God, you know, with our prayers and things like that. So are we not trusting God's plan? Are we stepping into fear because we are worrying about working on a strategy for plan B through C? And that's causing us to fear and get anxiety and be afraid? Is that what we're doing? God knows the beginning from the end. We just gotta have some faith in the middle.
Yeah.
Amen.
He knows the beginning from the end. Why not trust him when he says, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again after today. We just have to keep reminding ourselves of this. Fear not. Fear not. God got us. Chill. Settle back. Relax. You know, I've read that they say there's about 365 verses in the Bible telling us to fear not or some form of that. So God, again, he is telling us something. He ain't trying. He is telling us something. We are just not listening and paying attention. That's the issue. It ain't God. It's us. God knew. He knew and he knows that fear will come. Fear comes. It does. It comes. But he gave us a scripture for every day to chase it away. So instead of fear, that Egyptian chasing you, chasing us, chasing me, we need to chase it away with a fear not scripture. We need to use the scripture for what God has put there. He's telling us something. We need to use the scripture to chase it instead of it chasing us. And there are times when fear comes because we are focusing on the issues or we're worshiping the issue of the situation, literally. We need to stop worshiping the issue and start worshiping our God, plain and simple. And if we're in a state of worship with God instead of a state of fear with the enemy, it would be so much more peaceful. Put you at ease, and it's easier to overcome those fears when they come up us, when they come up on us, when they pop up in our lives. We live in a fallen world. Things happen. Life happens. Situations come up. You know, unexpected doctor's report that you don't like, it may happen. Unexpected financial situation, it may happen. But we have to stay in a state of worship with our God instead of in a state of fear with the enemy. We have to do that. We have to do that. God has told us he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. So who left who? Who left who? It ain't God, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So wherever, at what point in our lives that we felt God wasn't there, we drifted from him into that state of fear, that state of anxiety, that state of being afraid. So we need to go back and ask God, Lord, show me. Show me when that happened. Show me that place that I veered off from you, that I did a little gangsta lean from you. Show me that place where I left you, because you didn't leave me, because you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So where is that place in your life? What happened? What Egyptian was chasing you that caused you to leave God? Ask him to show you, and he will. You may not like it, but ask him to show you, and he will. He will show you that place so we can get back to him. Hallelujah. Maybe some people you need to forgive. It may be yourself. We make mistakes. We got to let it go. You know, and we really should ask ourselves that question. Who left who? Who left who? What are we worshiping and what are we focusing on? The situation, are we focusing on God? Are we focusing on the fear? Are we focusing on God? We really truly should ask ourselves that. And when we find ourselves in that state of mind of fear, it's going to come. It will come, but we got to cast it down. We got to chase it away with the word of God. Life happens, but with God, it will all work together for our good. If we always want to read that first part, all things work together for our good, but we forget about the second part of that scripture. Okay. It will all work together for our good if we love him and are called according to his purpose, which is doing our absolute best to obey his word.
That's right.
By living for Christ. We are not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have messed up royally. I have messed up. I'm not perfect, but followers of Christ, we shouldn't practice sin. We'll fall, but we need to get back up, dust ourselves off. Okay, make a legal U-turn. Don't do that again. Don't practice it like someone practiced sports or practice whatever. You know, Pastor Sharon is an artist. She practiced the painting. You know, our praise and worship team, they practice to get better. So are you practicing sin to get better? I'm going to leave that alone right there. This scripture does not mean that all things will be good, because all things may not be good, but God can and he will use those things for good. Fear not. And fear comes really just not trusting God. It comes from not trusting him as well. You know, and trust is one of the foundation of this walk with Christ. It's one of them. Along with belief and faith, you know, those are foundations that build up our relationship with him. We have to do that. And we need to trust him. Do we trust him to lead us? It may not be headed in the direction we think it should go, but we got to trust him. It may not be working out the way that we thought, but we got to trust him. Fear not. Just say, Lord, I don't know how you are going to make this mess work out, but I trust you. Uh-huh. It don't look good right now, Lord, but I trust you. Uh-huh. But I trust you. We can't be moved by what we see. We should only be moved by the word of God. And his word is true. God is not a man that he shall lie. So we cannot put God on the same level as man, because man will let you down every time. God will not. We got to trust him. And you may have to say this several times a day, several times an hour. Lord, I trust you. 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 But we got to believe that, and we got to have faith in what we speak in. You know, and I said this before, the world said, fake it till you make it, faith it till you make it. Faith it till you make it. Faith it until you make it. Keep putting your faith in God and his word. Faith it until we make it. We have to do that. Glory to God. You know, when our baby girl, right before she graduated last December, you know, she had applied for jobs and looking for jobs and what have you. And praise God, she was offered one, you know, but it was far away. So when she accepted that position in another state, miles away in Indiana, I was like, okay, Lord, that's kind of far. But I did say, send her where you want her to go, but dang, Indiana. I said that, but fear was creeping in. Uh-huh. But I recognized it for what it was. And it was fear creeping in. She's our daughter, our only daughter, going miles away, and we ain't there. We are not within an hour and 30-minute drive from her. We are a two-hour little, about a two-hour flight from her and a 12-hour drive from her. But God, we didn't know anyone in the area. She didn't know anyone in the area. But we felt and knew that that's where God was sending her, to Indiana, far away, fear creeping in. You know, we had to locate an apartment. We need to get movers to move all of her stuff. Had to do all of this. And God just aligned people, friend of a friend that knew the area, knew the apartment, says a good apartment. They will let their daughter stay there. We trusted. Okay, we're good. We found the apartment. You know, and then with the movers, oh my gosh, that was a situation in itself. Long story short, it was putting fear in her. And it was putting some fear in me, but I had to trust God because I'm like, Lord, you have sent her to Indiana. You need to work this out. But see, we got to go boldly to the throne. Uh-huh. When you know who you are and whose you are, when you go to your daddy, you can go bold. Because when your children come to you for something, they come bold. Jessica came bold to Jesse yesterday. Daddy, will you send me? Yes. Go bold. We have to go bold. And I said, Lord, you need to fix this. You need to fix this. I need you to fix this. Show yourself strong to Jessica. Yeah. You know, and the moving experience was not the best. I learned a lot. And fear, stress creeping in one foot at a time. It was creeping in. And Jessica was like, am I really supposed to go forget this? You know, and then we filed a complaint. They said, well, we'll get your stuff there in like 14 days or 14, 21 days or something. I'm like, she need her stuff now. Like now. They lied to us over and over again. And I'm like, Lord, I need her items to get here this week. We flew out that Sunday and they kept saying, well, she'll get it in 14 days. They told us that Saturday. I'm like, that's not good enough. That's not my God. No, that's not my God. And I prayed and I told Jessica, she gonna get her furniture this week. Then I went to my prayer closet. Lord, now I done said this, that you gonna work this out. You know, because fear was creeping in with everybody, with all of us. And she needed her items for her apartment. But praise God, her furniture arrived that Wednesday after we left. And it was a few little hiccups right there and there. But God was all in it. He was all in it, but he showed up and he showed out. But her furniture, like I said, it arrived that Wednesday, you know, and God showed up. Fear was creeping in, but I had to fill myself with God's word to drive out the fear. I had to fill myself, you know, and like I said, that was an experience in itself. But in the past, I used to have dreams all the time about myself dying in a car accident, and it was fear. Created a lot of fear in me. I didn't want to drive. And at that time, I was driving a lot back and forth to Atlanta for my job, almost on a weekly basis. And I would literally say, God, it's not giving me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Literally, I'm saying that for the most of my trip from home to Atlanta and then back. And as Pastor Rock says, in my lightning fast mind, I finally realized and learned binding and loosing. And now I'm good. That fear doesn't come up on me. Every now and then it may try, but I know how to cast it down. I know how to cast that down now. I know how to chase it. I know how to chase it away. So the enemy can't use that up on me no more. He can't, because I know I'm not going to die in a car accident. I'm going to have a long life. A long, prosperous, healthy life. So the enemy can't use that against me anymore. But saying that scripture over and over again, it calmed me and it put peace in me. And it drove out the fear. Fear not. The scripture has so much power in it. But we need to use that power. You know, and the word of God is there to comfort us and to give us peace in the middle of chaos. In the middle of being chased. And God has told us what armor to put on in Ephesians. And nothing, pastors, help me out now. I don't think there's nothing in the scriptures there where there's some type of armor that covers our back. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I was right. Nothing of the armor of God talks about our back being covered. So why are we running? Why are we running? Put on your armor. We should not be running from nothing or no one. Give it to God. He has our back. Fear not. Fear not. Genesis 15:11. After this, the word of God came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Genesis 26:24. And these are just some scriptures on fear not or something relating to that. Don't be afraid. Genesis 26:24. That night, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Deuteronomy 1:29. Then I said to you, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. Judges 6:23. But the Lord said to him, peace. Do not be afraid. You are not going to die. Peace. That's a word for somebody right now. I don't know who. But the Lord said to him, peace. Do not be afraid. You are not going to die. And peace is nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. So I speak peace to whomever needs that right now. I speak peace. Do not be afraid. You are not going to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 6:16. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Ask God to open up your spiritual eyes so you can see. There is more with us. There is so many more with us. A legion of angels that are with us, protecting us. Glory to God. Psalms 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. A peaceful night's sleep. Speak this if you're having some sleepless nights. Speak that over yourself. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. He got you. He got you. Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 12:2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Amen. Your strength and your defense. When you think about defense in a football perspective, they're protecting the quarterback. They're protecting them. So their running back or whomever, the wide receiver, can go out and get a touchdown. And the quarterback can throw. God is our defense so we can have a victory. He's our defense, so we can have the victory. Glory to God. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Matthew 10:31. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. If God takes care of the birds, and they wake up singing. They wake up singing, and we wake up like, oh my gosh, it's Monday. They wake up singing. And we wake up, oh my gosh, it's Monday. Okay. I'm guilty. But we need to be thankful when our eyes open on this side. We have another day to get it together. We have another day to make it right. Because we did something wrong the day before. Glory to God. Matthew 14:27. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Mark 6:50. Because they all saw him and were terrified, immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." So Jesus, he knows when fear will come. Fear will come. But he's telling us, don't be afraid. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace, again, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. That's peace. That's peace. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's just the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 18:9. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. Christians have been silent. We need to keep speaking. Christians have been silent. We've been a little spaghetti back. We need to straighten up. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God can handle it. Whatever fears, whatever anxiety, whatever that Egyptian is that's chasing you, give it to God. Whether it's a child, a spouse, a financial situation, a job situation, let it go. Release it. Literally cast it. If you need to write it on a piece of paper, ball it up, and throw it in a trash or something, do that. Cast it. Whatever it takes for you to get rid of that fear, that anxiety, whatever is bothering you, release it. Let it go. If it comes back up, find a scripture to stand on. Find you a scripture to stand on and watch God work. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Glory to God. And this past Saturday, I had posted an excerpt on social media from one of the devotionals that I read on the Bible app. And it was just perfect. It was right on time in alignment with this message. And it says, and it's Mark 5:36, don't be afraid, just believe. Lord, when fear and anxiety crash into our faith, we are afraid. Help us to trust you and follow your two simple instructions. Teach us to remember that you are greater than all of our fears. Thank you that when our emotions are crazy, you are the stabilizing force behind us, greater than every storm, and you are good. I believe, Jesus, that you are greater than all the upheaval in our hearts. I believe that you are able to deal with all that concerns us. I believe that you are the Prince of Peace. Thank you for calming our hearts and helping us to accept your loving invitation. Help us, Lord, not to be afraid, but to believe in your name. Amen. And Father, I really hope that you all have learned something, that we take heed to God's word and we fear not. I'm going to end with this. He knows the plans that he has for us. And they are plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Fear not. Amen. And so be it. Glory.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.